Today's reality has forced us all to grapple with what's important and what isn't. And what will always be important is family and health. Unfortunately, snoring, sleep apnea, and nasal breathing problems have a direct impact on those two things we hold close. Living with any one of these issues compromises your quality of life, and that affects your whole household. It's not always easy to take action to change that, but Advent is going to help with a free virtual consultation. There's no cost and no commitment, and you don't have to worry about insurance or missing work to find out if Advent can solve your problem. During your virtual consultation, you'll chat one-on-one with a sinus and sleep specialist to find out exactly what you need to know. Text the word ADVENT to 797979 to schedule your free, zero-strings-attached virtual consultation. I'm Dr. Madhan Kandula. We won't be able to do this forever, but we're doing it now, because ADVENT knows when you breathe well, you live better.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Your home means everything to Lindholm Roofing. And as a family-run business for three generations, we have serviced many facets of our customers' homes throughout the years. Routine maintenance on your house's gutter system is always suggested. This will help prevent ground erosion, enable proper water control, and ultimately protect the value of your home. Go to our website, lindholmroofing.com. We'd love to come out for a free consultation. Lindholm Roofing. Our family has your family covered.
Times are challenging right now around the country. But True Green knows that the grass will get greener. You may be spending more time enjoying your lawn this season than ever before. And True Green can help make your lawn happy, healthy, and weed-free. Go to truegreen.com to receive 50% off your spring application. At True Green, we'll take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help. Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options, we'll try to find a financial assistance solution that works for you. We're also suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least June 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. ComEd, let's power through this together.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Radio.com Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Downtown Evanston. Visit downtownevanston.org to support Evanston businesses.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Facts are we have a broken system, and we are looking to implement things to change the direction of where we're going. And it's been south. Not a gradual south, but a direct south. So that mobility resolution today was significant, historic, because it has been a fight for decades. So with these initiatives, the enhancement of the Rooney Rule, which is a tool, it just allows us to have a broader scope of how we look at things.
NFL Vice President Troy Vincent celebrating the expansion and extension of the NFL Rooney Rule to correct a longstanding problem, and a problem that's gotten worse instead of better, despite the supposed best efforts of everybody involved in the NFL. Here to talk about it is former Bears linebacker Sam Acho. You can follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Acho, and he is with us on the at the Sam Acho. He's on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Sam, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. It's funny just listening to the lead in with Troy about how some people think that this is a major advancement and we're taking major steps and historic moves. I think these moves are the moves to enhance the Rooney Rule have really proven to be very minimal, and And it's kind of frustrating as a player, as an African-American who sees these moves being made, yet you see very little progress. Just as a way, by way of example, in 2003, the Rooney Rule was implemented. At that time, I think there was one or two African-American head coaches. We'll fast forward 2-3 years. 2006, there's 7 African-American head coaches, and 2 of the 7 are actually coaching in the Super Bowl. It just goes to show you what an opportunity can do. We'll fast forward 14 years past that till last year, and out of the 8 firings of coaches, 5 of them were African-Americans. And so, and then I look at where we're at right now with 3 African-American coaches, 17 years after the Rooney Rule was implemented. And so to say that yesterday's vote was historic is false, and it's just not really accurate. Just the only reason I say that is that there's been many iterations and adaptations to the Rooney Rule, and those have proven that they do not work.
What's the significance of this happening now with everything else that's going on in the middle of a global pandemic?
Yeah, the significance is that the only reason that this is happening now is because of the global pandemic. And let me explain. So because there was a global pandemic, the draft was nationally televised and everybody tuned in. There was no other sport to watch, nothing else. It was just the draft. And they had cameras on players' houses and cameras on coaches and general managers' houses as well. And so you saw all the players getting drafted. The NFL is 70% minority or people of color, at least. That's the representatives, obviously not including this draft. And then you saw all the coaches and general managers. Like I said, there's 32 coaches in the NFL. 28 of them are white males. And there's 3 African-Americans and 1 Hispanic-American or Latino-American. And that was just telling. And so everyone's talking about how we've been trying to push this for decades. And, yes, African-American coaches, general manager, the two African-American general managers out of 32, scouts, et cetera, have been trying to tell people there is a glass ceiling that we as minorities, and even you want to look at women, cannot get above. And this is not just an NFL problem. This is a United States problem. This is a corporate America problem. And so I just, for me, you talk about the significance of it. The only reason we're making this move is because there's been public pressure that something needs to be done. It's not like the owners really care too much about it to make a move. It was just the fact that the draft was televised.
Something that tends to bother me when we have these discussions is the presumption on the part of too many people that the desire to do this is just for public relations or optics, just because they know, yeah, it kind of looks bad to have a league that's 70% black and then a front office that is nowhere near that. The point that I keep getting back to, Sam, is that diversity, we know now, objectively, is good business. It's good as the customer base is changing and diverse, and that having different backgrounds in the boardroom and having different life experiences in informing business decisions is objectively good. And you always get somebody saying, why does it have to be about color? Why can't it be getting the best person for the job? And I always respond with, that's the point. That, yes, the whole idea is to get the best person for the job, and it's about understanding what best person actually means, trying to have a business that's making decisions that can benefit all the customer base and the labor force and everybody involved.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree more. Because the only reason I say that is you talk about objectively, yes, the goal is to win, the goal is to get the best players on the field, and ideally the best coaches on the field. But the people making these decisions aren't making them from an objective point of view. They're making a subjective point of view. They're making decisions based off of their opinions or based off of their life experiences, not simply based on their objective point of view or statistics or facts or logic. Prime example, just for your objective, the point of being objective, Eric Bieniemy, offensive coordinator, Kansas City Chiefs, took him to the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl. The best quarterback, coached the best quarterback in modern history, at least last year's MVP. Last year as well, so that's just this year. Last year had another top offense, Eric Bieniemy, offensive coordinator. why doesn't he have a job right now as a head coach in the NFL? Right? People said, well, he had an offer to go to get a job in college. If he, Eric Bieniemy is black, for those who don't know. There's been so many white offensive coordinators who have done the same job as Eric Bieniemy, and they've gotten the opportunity where Eric Bieniemy hasn't. And so that's the part where I would disagree with the objective point of view, because I would agree with you totally if Eric Bieniemy was a head coach right now, but he's not. He was passed up by coaches from college who had losing records, who had no experience or minimal experience in the NFL, and now he got passed up. And so that's the only reason I would disagree with you. Ideally, things would be objective, and ideally you would get the best coach for the job, but that's just simply not happening.
Well, I guess that I didn't articulate my point well enough. That my point was that diversity in and of itself, in other businesses in general, where the NFL has been behind, is that diversity is, we understand that it is good for business. It improves the bottom line because you end up making better decisions when you have people of different backgrounds who are informing what you're doing to help you connect with the customer and connect publicly, where the NFL hasn't quite understood that diversity it's not just for appearance sake. It is actually for the sake of good business. That was the point I was trying to make.
That's a very great point. I love that point. I think part of me just says, man, I wish we could look at it that way. I really do. Because if you look at what Tiger Woods did for golf, diversity, now the game of golf has increased tremendously. You look at what Venus and Serena Williams did for tennis, diversity. And now you look at what the game has done. Michael Jordan, diversity. The game grows with diversity. And so I believe, like you believe, the same should go for coaches. It just gets frustrating when those coaches don't, when coaches of color don't get the same opportunity that some other coaches get.
And as we talked earlier on the show, that there's a difference between subconscious bias and conscious bias. That even though an owner can be working in his or her heart of hearts and feeling like they are being properly aware of everything and open to opportunity, it's still the idea of comfort, and where people might make a hire, not out of bias, saying, I don't want to hire this person because of how they look, but presumptions going in and what's referred to by experts as implicit bias and some of the root causes here. What I love about this plan has nothing to do with the interview requirements, Sam, that buried in this is that all 32 clubs will hold implicit and unconscious bias training this coming fall or winter. Now, over time, if that works, if the people doing the hiring can get a better understanding of why they think certain things and why they assume certain things based on an appearance, based on a name on an application, I think that's really the meat of this. And we may not have any satisfying or satisfactory evidence of it working, but given enough time and given enough willingness to actually understand the psychology of some of this, that's where I think we can develop a comfort level that will allow for more opportunities. It's just not going to be easy to do.
I love that. Yeah, and I think it'll take time. And I think what it will take is the NFL being a leader in this space. Just, you know, I go back to what we were talking about earlier. This is not just an NFL problem. This is a corporate America problem. If you just let's take venture capitalism, for example. 93% of venture capitalist firms reported that they did not have an investment partner of color or even a woman. 93%. And think about people who want to invest and do business and money. That's 93%. That's a big number. That's a really big number. You know, even go further. There only 3% of venture capitalist firms have investment partners that are people of color, that are minorities, or excuse me, African Americans. Another 3% are Hispanic. And so if you just look at those numbers, like take football out of it, let's just go to America. I feel like this problem is an American problem that hopefully, like you're suggesting with the implicit bias training, or better yet, just getting to know your neighbor, people around you, not just secluding yourself and surrounding yourself with people who look like you. My recommendation to whether it's an owner or a business leader or I don't even care, a human being, get to know somebody who doesn't look like you, and you'd be surprised you have a lot more in common than you think.
Talking with Sam Acho, the former Bears linebacker on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Dan Bernstein with you 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Sam's got a book that's due out in October called Let the World See You, How to Be Real in a World of Fakes. What's the inspiration for the book and what's it about?
Yeah, so that book, it's funny. A lot of what we're talking about here was inspired in that book. That book has a lot to do with just what it means to be seen and to be known and not to hide. I think a lot of people, even when we talk about biases, talk about things that we're not sure about, we hide these things. And this book is pretty much premised on what it means to be real when everyone else around you seems to fake and pretend. I talk about the interviews. There's a chapter called Bargaining with Billionaires, talking about interview. I'm on the executive committee of the NFL Players Association, being in the interviews and negotiations with these owners and what that has looked like. Talked about experiences with my time in Chicago, time in Arizona, and just what it means to be real when everyone else around you pretends. And so to get more information on that, just on my social media page, at the Sam Acho, follow me there. Facebook, there's a Sam Acho link there as well. I'm so excited about this book because I think it's going to really open a lot of people's eyes and just give people some hope and some freedom that a lot of times they didn't even realize they needed.
Before we let you go, I want to bounce off of you an idea that was floated earlier on the show by Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk that I found really cool. I did not like the idea of tying draft picks into hiring minority coaches and or retaining minority hires and rewarding that with draft value, because I thought that was sort of ham-handed and ill thought out. But Mike had this idea, Sam. Why not incentivize the hiring and development of such coaches and front office people by rewarding draft picks for when another team comes and hires them away for a promotion? So that way you get compensatory reward for having invested the time and the effort and done so successfully enough that another team wants to put that person in a higher position, then you get draft capital in reward because you've added value to the system.
Yeah, I think the issue is, and that's a good idea, but I think the real issue is that a lot of assistant coaches, position coaches to be specific, oftentimes get blocked from even interviewing for a coordinator job by their team. And so, first of all, getting rid of that rule, super important, essential. And then also, I like that idea of incentivizing teams who do lose position coaches who become coordinators, or who lose coordinators who become head coaches, especially if they are minorities, incentivizing those teams and adding whether it's a late round draft pick or whatever. But I think the bigger issue is a lot of people have ideas. I think we should just go and ask some of these minority coaches, what do you think? Or some of these the few minority GMs or the people under them, position coaches, what do you think? Because I think it's just interesting how a lot of us in positions of power love to have ideas and try and solve problems. But I think one great idea would be to ask the people who are dealing with the problem what they would think would be a good solution. And so that's kind of what I've been doing. I've been listening to I got a text from a director of pro personnel from a team. I got a text from a couple coaches of color as well, scouts, just saying, man, like, I feel you. Here's some ideas. And so anyways, I think that's another step we can take. But like you said, Dan, we're moving in the right direction. We're taking a step in the right direction. But I think it's going to take a lot more steps to see the kind of diversity and equality that we're looking for.
So are you done playing yet, or are you still holding out opportunity that you're going to land on a roster for this year?
Yeah, so I was in Tampa Bay last year. You know, so I finished up in Chicago, loved my time there. Was in Tampa last year, reunited with Bruce Arians and Todd Bowles and all those guys. And like most players right now, trying to get to Tampa Bay again. So hoping to be there. I do a lot of work with the NFL Players Association. I'm the vice president of NFL PA. And so I'm doing a lot of work there. And I'm actually in Arizona now training and lifting and running and sprinting and doing all that stuff during quarantine to stay ready. And so, yes, I've got calls from teams, but I'm waiting for the right opportunity.
Well, best of luck and good luck with the book. Really appreciate your time. Continued good health.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
That is Sam Acho. He's on Twitter at TheSamAcho. Interesting stuff. He obviously has strong feelings about this, and I know he is he's articulating what a lot of players and former players have felt about the system. And, you know, I go back a long time. I remember, was it Sherm Lewis from the Packers who always felt that he was there were guys he'd get in the room with and he'd interview and couldn't quite break through and talked at length. And people sort of pushed back. Like, who's this guy talking about? Whatever, glass ceiling, what's he talking about? And he was pretty fearless at the time, going back 20 years and 25 years even talking about some of this stuff. And it's too bad the NFL hasn't moved further and in some ways has even gotten a little bit worse. But maybe this is a small step in the right direction. I'm Dan Bernstein here on Sports Radio 670. When we come back, Peter Gammons was on with Mully and Haw this morning talking about the immediate future of Major League Baseball and what's going on with these twin issues, these parallel issues right now of dealing with trying to make a safe enough workplace to salvage a season and then essentially getting started on collective bargaining, bickering, and accelerating all that with the owners looking to take advantage of players and the players not wanting to allow that to happen to them. He had some pretty serious thoughts about what's at stake here for baseball, and you'll hear what he said next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute, sponsored by Home Advisor. Find trusted local pros for any home project. So let me get this straight. The Rams don't have the funds to finish their own stadium, that glistening new palace in L.A. Their owner, Stan Kroenke, is part of the Walmart fortune. And the league decided to give him another $500 million unanimously? Now, Kroenke's wealthy enough to own the Denver Nuggets and the Colorado Avalanche and the Colorado Rapids of the MLS. Oh, and Arsenal of the Premier League. But he still needs another $500 million for his stadium, yet the NFL couldn't find the money to get a new stadium done in Oakland to keep the Raiders there, or in San Diego to keep the Chargers there. Just remember that. The NFL paid a guy worth $10 billion another $500 million as a gift. This is Damon Amendolara.
A message from your locally owned Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care Center. Amco is open and ready to help solve your vehicle repair needs. They've made it easier than ever to complete all transactions and payments over the phone and offer curbside drop-off and vehicle pickup. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for details or search AAMCO for a location near you. That's AAMCO, Amco, Transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Plumbing emergency? Call the professionals at Plumbers 911. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Plumbers 911 licensed professionals have 10,000 hours of training and get the job done right the first time. Call now, 1-833-PLUM-911.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein. The Chicago Window Guy is open during these difficult times to handle all your window and door needs. Make the call to Russ Armstrong, the owner of Chicago Window Guys. They make and install all their own products. They offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I had a bunch of windows done, and I am thrilled with them. And Russ realizes this is a tough time. He's offering virtual appointments over the internet or phone. Call the Chicago Window Guys today, 847-881-3060. And for the first 10 callers who mention my name, Dan, you'll receive 10% off your order.
This segment is brought to you by Lindholm Roofing.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Downtown Evanston is hosting a raffle to support local businesses during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now through May 30th, everyone is invited to purchase $10 tickets for a chance to win $2,250 in gift cards from local shops. The two lucky winners will be announced on May 30th at 6 p.m., and all ticket sales will be donated to Northwestern's Lend Evanston, an organization that provides zero-interest loans to small businesses. To purchase a raffle ticket, visit go.rallyup.com/keepevanstonawesome. That's go.rallyup.com/keepevanstonawesome.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Hi, Dan Bernstein here. During these scary, trying times due to the spread of the coronavirus, I'm sure restoration's pretty low on your to-do list, but let's look at a little silver lining here. With most people working from home, what better time to give your house a little attention? So next time you get up to grab a snack, check your basement, check your sump pump, check your garage. Do a quick once-over to make sure there isn't any mold lingering around. Good news, if you find anything, my friends at Aloha Restoration are ready to step up and help. They're professional, responsible, and fast. Don't wait. Give Aloha Restoration a call at 847-865-5664. That's 847-865-5664, or visit aloharestores.com.
Times are challenging right now around the country, but True Green knows that the grass will get greener. You may be spending more time enjoying your lawn this season than ever before, and True Green can help make your lawn happy, healthy, and weed-free. Go to truegreen.com to receive 50% off your spring application. At True Green, we'll take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
Healthcare is very local. We know how it's actually being consumed in Illinois, in Chicago, in Evanston, in Springfield, in every single county. That deep knowledge helps us deliver greater value to all of our customers. My name is Steve Hammond, president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. We're deeply embedded in our communities and feel the obligation to continue to create new value and drive lower healthcare prices, greater access to coverage, and better health outcomes for all of our customers. We treat every interaction with our customer as something that is very deeply personal. And that's the major difference. We're not trying to get through that call to get another one. We want to engage with that member to find out exactly what issue we can help them resolve. We're a fabric of these communities. That's what sets us apart.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help. Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options, we'll try to find a financial assistance solution that works for you. We're also suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least June 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. ComEd, let's power through this together.
A message from your locally owned AAMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care location. We're open and ready to help solve your vehicle repair concerns. To protect you and our employees, we have implemented new curbside procedures to allow you to drop your vehicle without entering our center. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for details or search AAMCO for location near you. That's AAMCO, AAMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Bro, y'all got to understand, too, because y'all going to be like, bro, Blake, play for the love of the game, man. What's wrong with you, bro? Money should not be a thing. Bro, I'm risking my life. What do you mean it should not be a thing? It 100% should be a thing. If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid. I should not be getting half of what I'm getting paid because the season's cut in half. On top of a 33% cut of the half that's already there, so I'm really getting like 25%. On top of that, it's getting taxed. So imagine how much I'm actually making to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't making And on top of that, so all that money's gone, and now I play risking my life. And if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that? Oh, yeah, that's in my body forever. That damage is not going to be, like, the damage that was done to my body, that's going to be there forever.
That was Tampa Bay Rays starting pitcher Blake Snell on his Twitch feed while playing video games. And I certainly support the player's right to have a seat at the table in this negotiation and push back against the owners. I don't know that he has been the best possible spokesman for the players and saying it quite the way he did, but I do think the owners are trying very hard to take advantage of a pandemic to try to get an early head start on winning the next round of collective bargaining by framing the players as somehow greedy because they don't want to accept these terms they're trying to be rammed down. They've got a seat at the table. They are an equal party in this, but they never seem to get equal support, as people tend to side with billionaires over millionaires. But what it means is that there's just that much more at stake for trying to salvage some aspect of the 2020 season, even amid all this. And it seems nearly impossible when we look at the headwinds and the vast differences that remain in the economic interest between the players and the owners. Peter Gammons, longtime baseball voice, was on The Score this morning with Mully and Haw, and he explained what the stakes are in trying to get some semblance of a 2020 played.
First and foremost, I thought it was great when Andrew Miller, who's essentially the leader of the union, stood up and said, wait a minute, can we stop arguing? You deal with health first. Everything else we can get done. And he got it done. I mean, geez, it's tough to be practical. And now they're fighting over money. And, if I'm a guy that, I have a small business, a small restaurant, a market or whatever, it's not open. I've laid off a lot of people. And I hear billionaires and millionaires arguing over how much money they're going to make. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. What people at the union doesn't get it and the owners don't get it. They're all thinking it's going to be back to normal within, the rest of this year and then the beginning of the year. No. The game has no chance of being restored to where they want it to go until 2023. Be realistic, rebuild it, and they won't do it. And if they end up not playing the rest of this year, this is not 94-95. Cal Ripken ain't walking back through that door again. It's to a sport that is declining in a lot of ways, unfortunately, not in my mind, but in a lot of ways. I mean, they have a chance to do what could be irreparable damage. And then I want to see where these new ballparks and everything get built, where the taxpayers got to throw in money to help bail out owners in Tampa, and Oakland, and places like that.
Well put, Peter. You know, when you talk about that and those realities, I don't think anybody is in a position to argue with anything you just said strongly. And I think then you start to wonder, where does the bulk of the responsibility then lie? And where do you think the pressure shifts? Which side?
The pressure is always on the union because owners are really good at getting fans to believe it's all the players' fault. I remember it all 94-95. It was the most miserable winter of my life, going back and forth. Donald Fear playing the piano at 3:30 in the morning and some wherever we were. It was always about owners versus owners, not owners versus players. This is more complex. This is owners versus players, but neither side is right if they end up not being able to get back. I'm sure most everyone who's in the media business has been asked to take some sort of cut for a while. And, fine. I mean, it's, if we're saving jobs, the people who really do the work behind the scenes in control rooms and so forth, if we're saving their jobs, it's all worth it, right? But I don't know if they really get what they're talking about, what they're heading towards right now. I mean, I had a guy that is a veteran player who is very well wired into all the union stuff, and a lot of players, player reps and so forth come to him about ideas, and he's a very smart guy. Called me yesterday and he said, "You're not going to believe this, but they're going to blow this thing up. I mean, it's really bad." And, I mean, why didn't the owners tell the players that they wanted to renegotiate? If a player wanted to renegotiate, that would be hell to pay. And I think one of the problems is, and I feel sorry, but let's face it, sports commissioners' salaries are paid by the owners. So they have to work for the owners. I don't think that Rob Manfred and Tony Petitti, et cetera, are tools of the owners, but there is a reality that you've got to get them on board. And that's really hard. I mean, it isn't going to be like 90 when they fired Faye Vincent. George W. Bush could be the only owner to vote against it. I mean, that's not going to happen today. And so I really felt the last couple of days that, you know, it might be July 10th, because I think player health, I don't think they've allotted enough time for players to get ready. But, okay, so they start on July 15th and play 70 to 75 games. I didn't think that was that tough to get done, especially where in Florida, California, Massachusetts, and New York, I presume it'll eventually happen in Illinois. They have said you can use empty ballparks as long as they're well cleaned. That way, you know they're going to be because of all the possible litigation. But now, I don't know if we're going to get to that. It's just hard to describe how I feel. I am so stunned by what's taken place. Once the owners came into a really tough, restrictive return. I mean, you know, if I'm a player, I can't walk outside the hotel. They've accepted that by and large. I don't think they probably want to eat what is going to be brought to them in diet workshop boxes. But they're willing to do it. They're going to be paid good money. It's going to be for 3 or 4 months. That's better than being home for 3 or 4 months. And now we've got to have the money. Free agency is not going to even be. There are no screams. They're going to be free agency is going to be a whisper for the next 3 years. I think there are a few people that I like better in baseball than Mookie Betts. I thought he was going to make between 350 and 400 million. He'd be lucky to get up to 250 in free agency this coming winter if they play. It's just the reality of the economics, and it's true in almost every business, unless you're actually catering the Secretary of State's meals.
Wow. Yikes. Well, that's a dire picture that's painted by someone as plugged in as Peter Gammons when a veteran player is telling him that the owners seem resigned on blowing it all up. I don't know where you go from here, because the push to demonize the players has actually been less effective than I thought. It's worked around the fringes, but I don't know if you saw, there was a tweet from Buster Olney that sort of did that and appeared to be blaming the players, and actually the responses to the tweet were very player friendly, very labor side friendly, and he in fact had to backpedal, and Buster Olney then had to insist that he didn't say what everybody thought he was saying, that it is on both sides, that he wants labor peace, he just doesn't think the squabbling looks all that good, even though it did seem like there was some water carrying going on for the owners here. As is usually the case, the owners know who they can use to put out anti-player sentiment or to say, well, you know, these intractable players, how dare they want what's best for them. How dare they want to negotiate for their safety, their security in this, let alone what they would be doing in a collective bargaining agreement, just trying to make sure that they get enough of the money that their play brings in. But that is that's about as pessimistic a view as you can possibly hear. Sometimes it's always darkest before the dawn, and sometimes, well, as we know, it's just not. So let's have a little bit of fun next while we talk some baseball. MLB.com has been providing these lists for us, and we have been enjoying them in a very specific way as they have put together the best ever players at a given position. The next one up, I think this is the last one. They're doing some other things that we're going to have some fun with, but the next one up that we have is all-time best right fielders in the history of each respective franchise. So here's what I want you to do as we go to break. When we come back, we'll go through the list, but we always have you guess, first of all, who the all-time best White Sox right fielder is and who the all-time best Cubs right fielder is. And then I will tell you that among the other teams in baseball, four of their best right fielders have connections to either the Cubs or the Sox. One with a connection to the Cubs, three with connections to the White Sox. There's one that I absolutely 100% expect you to get. The rest, you might be on your own, and one of them I had to look up because I had never heard of him. But we will reveal all. I want you to get to thinking. Best ever Sox, best ever Cubs, and the four other best right fielders in the history of a different franchise who have intersected with the Cubs or the White Sox. We will reveal the answer when we play this version of Who Am I? Next on The Score.
When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Hall. Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, hands down. They cover all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. Trust Mully and Hall to start your day. Mornings 5 to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
This segment is brought to you by Factor Law.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Your home means everything to Lindholm Roofing, and as a family business for three generations, we have serviced over 100,000 households all across Chicagoland. As experts in flat and shingle roofing, we could handle any issue that might arise at your home or commercial property. Ask about our extended 50-year warranty protection plans. Visit us on the web at lindholmroofing.com. We'd be happy to come out for a free consultation. Lindholm Roofing. Our family has your family covered.
Times are challenging right now around the country, but True Green knows that the grass will get greener. You may be spending more time enjoying your lawn this season than ever before, and True Green can help make your lawn happy, healthy, and weed-free. Go to truegreen.com to receive 50% off your spring application. At True Green, we'll take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help. Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options, we'll try to find a financial assistance solution that works for you. We're also suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least June 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. ComEd, let's power through this together.
A message from your locally owned AAMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care location. We're open and ready to help solve your vehicle repair concerns. To protect you and our employees, we have implemented new curbside procedures to allow you to drop your vehicle without entering our center. Call 1-800-GO-AAMCO for details or search AAMCO for a location near you. That's AAMCO, AAMCO, Transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The housing market is about to really take off. Everyone that had to sell still needs to sell. And everyone that wanted to buy still needs to buy. We are seeing homes come to market at record numbers, and we're just getting started. Mortgage interest rates are sitting near all-time lows, and that gives you more buying power. Get pre-approved for your new home in 5 minutes at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein asks, who am I?
Harris kind, I don't know. Brown.
Oh, he's tall.
Yeah, he's kind of tall, sort of tall. And he's like always wearing
T-shirts.
Yeah.
Who am I?
So he's sort of tall.
Kind of.
With hair.
Yeah.
And he wears T-shirts sometimes.
Yes.
On 670 The Score.
It's a particular kind of open-ended trivia game that we've decided to invent here in these unprecedented times. And we're going to do all sorts of versions of this, but as long as MLB.com has been providing some of these lists, we've really had fun taking a Chicago-based look at the best player at a given position in franchise history for all of the franchises. Right field is what's on the docket today, and what we do first is make sure we check off the White Sox representative and the Cubs representative in no particular order. And I always challenge the texters who have done a pretty good job so far. I don't think these are too difficult. So if Jay and Ray, I don't know if you guys are in agreement with a consensus for either one, but feel free to fire away if you have a thought for the best White Sox and or best Cub.
Well, the Cub has to be Sosa. There's no doubt about that. Whether you love him or hate him, what he did numbers-wise was incredible.
That is true.
And I was torn on the Sox between Jermaine Dye and Maglio Ordóñez, and I gave it to Maglio for longevity.
You would be absolutely correct. That is right. Right. Maglio Ordóñez is listed as the best right fielder in White Sox history, and each MLB.com beat writer was responsible for ranking the top five. So Scott Merkin did the White Sox top five, and he has Mags at number one, hit .307. He had an .889 OPS in 8 years with the White Sox. Jermaine Dye, number two. Someone named Floyd Robinson. Which sounds like a sports name that should be famous.
Great boxer.
Right? Like, I was just going to say, like, there's something that's such a sports name. That there has to be a Floyd Robinson, and I didn't really know who he was. He had 144 extra base hits from 1961 to 1963, and he is third in F-War and B-War among right fielders. Fourth is Alex Rios.
That guy was hated here.
Yeah, I guess he was.
I and produced those post-game shows. Oh, my God.
Yep. Guess who's fifth?
God, if he's fourth.
Yep. Fifth is Avisail Garcia.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That can't
right?
be good. Oh, my God.
No. I mean, this is, and what's even more amazing, we're going to get to another team here that has a history that surprised me as well. And you ask who are the Cubs' top five as put together by Jordan Bastian, our guy. He is Sammy Sosa, number one, Andre Dawson, number two,
Yeah. Bill Nicholson is number three from 1939 to 1948. Hazen Shirley Kai Kai Kyler, who was so sensitively nicknamed because he stuttered. And when he introduced himself by last name, the people thought his name was Kai Kai Kyler. And that's how he got his nickname, which is adorable. Number five. Yeah, right. the same reason that every Jewish player was nicknamed Mo, because of Moses. It was just what they did. Frank Schulte was number five, played from 1904 to 1916. So, now that we have that, can you name the four other best right fielders in team history with connections to the... There's one with Cubs and three who all of these play or played for the Cubs or Sox.
Sammy Sosa played for the White Sox too.
But we know that Ordóñez is that representative, so it's not Sammy Sosa.
Yeah. Let's see.
The White Sox one, there's three White Sox and one Cubs. There's one White Sox one that many of the texters got that you should get.
You would think so.
He is the best all-time right fielder for a team that is in...
Oh, Manny Ramirez.
Manny Ramirez.
Yes,
played 24 games with the White Sox in 2010. The others, not so easy. And I had no idea how kind of lame a history a franchise as august as the Dodgers had at a given position. But even going back to Brooklyn, the best all-time L.A. Dodger right fielder is a man named Dixie Walker. And I think it's an appropriate nickname for him, and you'll find out why in just a second. But Dixie Walker was on the White Sox in 1937 when he led the American League with 16 triples. Dixie Walker played for the Dodgers from 1939 to 1947, hit over 300 in seven of his eight full Brooklyn seasons, was a right field fixture with the Dodgers. He was nicknamed the People's Choice, as Red Barber called him. Five All-Star teams, NL batting champ in 1944. And he's got a little problem. The native Georgian's on-field accomplishments were overshadowed by his vocal opposition to baseball's integration after Jackie Robinson was promoted to the major leagues.
Yeah, Dixie is a good name for him.
Yep, that's Dixie Walker. He later apologized for his actions, and I'm sure he felt very strongly. Now, the other White Sox connection here, I will tell you, he played for the White Sox in 1996, and he is the best right fielder in the history of the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, God.
Yep. I would not have remembered this, to be honest with you. Same thing with me. I went, oh, okay.
I have no guess. No idea.
He played there from 1987 to 1991 in Kansas City. Danny Tartable.
Huh.
Yeah. Danny Tartable. Huh. 124 home runs in five seasons, drove in 100 more runs three times, an 894 OPS, 34 homers and 100 RBIs in his first season with Kansas City, led all of baseball with a 593 slugging percentage in 1991, and his year with the White Sox, not terrible in 96, a slash line of 254, 340, 487, and he hit 27 home runs. Now, all I will tell you is the one remaining on this list who is the best right fielder all time in another franchise's history, he is a current active Chicago Cub.
Well, it can't be Jason Hayward because Henry Aaron played for the Braves.
Yeah, pretty good.
And Stan Musial played for the Cardinals. I'm trying to think of the Cubs' right fielder options. Steven Souza? Is Steven Souza the best Rays right fielder ever?
He is!
Steven. Oh my God.
Steven Souza Jr. was a Ray from 2015 to 2017. Hit 30 homers in 2017. And you think that the other lists were bad because Steven Souza Jr. sits atop the all-time list of Tampa Bay Rays right fielders. Matt Joyce is second. Austin Meadows is third. Ben Grieve is fourth. And Will Myers is fifth.
Holy heck!
Ben Grieve, a former Cub too, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, like maybe just a year or something, and I think he was incredibly hurt. Not just hurt, but incredibly hurt. Yes, he was on the 05 Cubs.
How is one incredibly hurt?
Just hurt more than usual. He had 20 at-bats for the Cubs.
Considered credible. Okay.
No, yeah.
Ben Grieve. Good memory.
He batted 250, yeah. 400 on base for the Cubs. That's got to be a franchise leader. 20 at-bats.
Oh, wow. I didn't think we'd get to Ben Grieve, but there you have it. That's the list. Steven Souza Jr., Manny Ramirez, Danny Tartable, and the lamentable Dixie Walker. Nicely played. Well done.
Not Dixie Walker, though.
No. Speaking of Cubs outfielders, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, we are going to have another conversation with Ian Happ of the Compound Podcast, and looking forward to that. He's been fun as we have done this, and as all that's been going on in baseball, it will be nice to touch base with him once again. So look forward to doing that. And one thing I always do is I catch up on the Compound Podcast. I usually do my Wednesday cardio workout is usually that. It's doing a couple crossword puzzles and listening in, and then heckling my son while he plays Fortnite and having him yell at me, and then he texts my wife because I told him I wouldn't heckle him, and then he texts her and she comes down and yells at me. So it's all a real healthy situation, as you can tell. Thanks to our guests who joined us today. We had Mike Florio, we had David Roth, we had Sam Acho. We thank the producers, Jay Zawoski and Ray Diaz. Thanks for listening, participating, for hanging out for 3 hours. It's nice out. Go swing a golf club if you want. Go breathe. Stay socially distant. Wash your hands. Wear your mask if you're indoors in a public place and you can't maintain proper distances. And your mouth. If you're not wearing it over your nose, you are not wearing a mask. So just think about that and wear it the right way, because it's not protecting you, it's more protecting other people, and it's okay to actually care about other people. Try it sometime. It's actually kind of fun. And only listen to people who listen to doctors. We'll be back tomorrow, Midday Midway, Ian Happ, all kinds of other stuff in the hopper for you as well. Happy hump day. We'll talk again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes is straight ahead on The Score.
Chicago's number one sports station, dominating Chicago sports talk for nearly three decades. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Radio.com sports station.
If you are looking to purchase a home or refinance your existing home, call Team Hochberg, your trusted local mortgage professionals. Team Hochberg would like to thank first responders, doctors, nurses, medical professionals, hospital support staff, and the entire supply chain. Thank you, farmers, railroad and warehouse workers, truckers, postal workers, teachers, construction workers, garbage haulers, heavy equipment operators, and everyone restocking shelves. David built his business helping essential employees with their mortgages, and he wanted to do more than just say thank you. So until the governor lifts the stay-at-home order, Team Hochberg will purchase $1,000 worth of food per week from family-owned restaurants to feed the previously mentioned essential workers. Team Hochberg is proud to support family-owned restaurants and essential workers, and they encourage everyone who can to do the same within your communities. If you're interested in securing information about forbearance, refinancing your existing loan, or purchasing a new home, call Team Hochberg at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 855-563-2843. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the health care coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 866-575-BLUE or visit hereforyouil.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
Times are challenging right now around the country.
But True Green knows that the grass will get greener. You may be spending more time enjoying your lawn this season than ever before. And True Green can help make your lawn happy, healthy, and weed-free. Go to TrueGreen.com to receive 50% off your spring application. At True Green, we'll take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help. Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options,